Hey there, welcome to the 412 Canada podcast. Thanks for joining us. My name is Kim Hutchins, and at 412, we're equipping the church for greater influence through serving. 412 is a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Huntsville, Ontario. We are so excited to be able to continue to equip you through our podcast and YouTube. And today, I am so happy to have Daryl Dash back. He is married to Char, and they've been married for 31 years. They have two kids and a one-year-old grandson. He has been a pastor for 31 years, and 9 of those are at Liberty Grace. And in this episode, we are ready to talk about his amazing volunteers and the challenges that they face serving in their area. Let's get started. To have you back on the show. Thanks for coming up again.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
And to start off this time, why don't you share with me something fun that you like to do, or, you know, what's one of your favorite things?
We love exploring the city where we live. We have amazing coffee shops, so
yes.
We're always on the quest for the perfect double Americano.
Okay, did you find it?
Not yet. We had a place that was amazing, and then the guy up and left.
So
the new baristas aren't as good, so the search continues.
Yeah. I hear you. I am definitely a coffee snob. I'll admit that.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's important.
And one of the other things that you love to do, or that you definitely do, is a podcast. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what it's called? And
Yeah. So Gospel for Life podcast.
Okay.
And we just started trying to interview people who, especially about discipleship.
Yeah.
So what does it mean to follow Christ? how do we help other people grow? So It's been fun. I've had some amazing guests. As you know, like, being a podcast host is amazing because you get to talk to great people.
I know.
And ask them whatever you want.
So I know, it's so
it's
great.
Been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that people are just like, sure, I'll come on, right?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Wow.
I've had some big names. Some of them I'm actually very nervous to talk to. And then they're fine, right?
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah, I love it. I love that it's just like you're sitting down with a cup of coffee and get to chat with them and pick their brain.
Yeah.
So. That's fantastic. Well, let's spend some time talking a little bit about your amazing volunteers, right, and those who are serving in your church at Liberty Grace. And that's in Liberty Village in Toronto, for those who maybe missed you last time. But that is such a unique location. And so what can you tell me about serving there? And what does that look like for your volunteers?
We have a number of different levels where people are able to serve.
Mm-hmm.
So some that are low commitment, sort of, you don't need to be, you know, that far along in your walk with God. And they're just able to come in. And so we have actually a very important role is greeters, right? And just
I know, it's really important.
So important. Really, you're the first impression that people have.
Yeah.
The thing I love about that role is, you know, you don't have to have been a Christian for like years and years. You just have to have a smile.
Yeah.
And probably, just it's almost like an attitude, and those people matter so much. And then you've got right up to, you know, some of the upfront things that involve more talent, maybe more maturity. But we find it really useful to have that range of people get involved at different levels of commitment, different levels of skill, different levels of Christian maturity as well.
Well, and I think it's so important for people to recognize that it doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian.
Yeah.
You are important and your talents are needed in the
That's
body
right.
of Christ, right?
You know, some of the things about the people who are newer to the faith is they're able to relate to other people walking in the door a whole lot more.
Absolutely, yeah.
So people come in and they're, you know, it's a threatening thing to show up at church.
Oh, I know.
And then when you meet somebody and they're like, yeah, I'm new here too. I just started coming last year and I'm, like, I've never been to church before. Me either before last year, right?
So good.
It could be so good.
Yeah. And what's the rhythm like? Like, do people serve weekly, or is it a once a month thing? Is it, you know, every day, all day? Like, what's happening at your church?
So because we're, you know, a church plant, kind of unique, we do have probably, like most churches, we have the 20% who do 80% of the work. We do encourage people to say no to requests.
Yeah.
And to be perfectly okay. So they feel guilty. And so we try to say, you don't need to feel guilty, right? If you are serving. So the ideal would be twice a month, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have people who serve every week.
Okay.
But once you serve twice a month, we like to just say, you know what, like, don't feel obligated to do more than that.
And is that during the service? the meal
service?
Yeah,
a lot of times during the service. We have a fairly simple rhythm. So when we started, we said, we're going to do Sunday service. We're going to do kind of a midweek. We call it Grace Group. It's a small group.
Okay.
And beyond that, we do have occasional ministries, but we like to say to, we want to keep it simple. We don't want to be over-programmed as a church. We don't want to be too busy. Toronto's so busy.
It is.
Everybody's stressed out and tired. And we just want to have a rhythm where you can actually get to know your neighbors and not be at the church all the time.
And what would you say some of your best practices are for your volunteers?
You know, I'm kind of humbled. And I'm not just saying this. I feel kind of humbled even. I think sometimes it's easy to take them for granted. And so I think sometimes we do that. One of our best practices is to step back and actually say, that person has been really doing an amazing job, and thanking them. So just having that thank you, I think, is really valuable. The other thing we're trying to do better is just the whole, you know, number one, training. not just throwing somebody in the deep end.
Yeah.
And then as well, putting end date to their service of saying, look, would you serve instead of, like, you've signed up now, your job for life.
That's often what it was, right? Like, you signed up and you did that for the rest of your life. But it shouldn't be like that.
There needs to be an out. So at the end of it, to say, like, you know what? You served. Like, do you want to do it again? Or if not, that's fine, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that's so good, right? Yeah. And what are some unique challenges that you face as a church and for those serving in Liberty Village? Is that balancing time and work? And what does that look like? Or maybe there's something I'm not even thinking of, right?
I mean, one of them, quite honestly, is we started for our immediate community. And a lot of our people used to live in our immediate community, but have moved away.
Okay.
But they still stay connected to the church.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's amazing. Yeah. But then they try to come to the church. And like yesterday, we had 50,000 people on Ontario Place.
Right.
All the roads were shut down. And instead of being whatever a drive, like, they couldn't get there.
Yeah.
So that's one of the unique challenges. Yeah. Just like, it is hard in an urban environment to even like carry out your plans of arriving on time. And I think just the business of the area.
That's unique to that area.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so just maintaining like the priority. Well, one of our people got up one time. I think he meant well. And he said, you know, like, you could have chosen to be anywhere tonight.
Yeah.
You know, there's a concert on a Budweiser stage. You know, TIFF is on, the Toronto Film Festival.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm so glad that you chose to come here today. And I said to him later, like, I know what you mean. But actually, like, out of anywhere they could have been, this is the place to be.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is God's people. And what a privilege to come and serve and to be together as the church. I think it beats Budweiser stage. I love Budweiser stage. I think it beats all of that, though. So just even reminding people of the privilege we have of being God's people together.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know you talked about thanking people and being intentional to do that. But what are some ways that you celebrate those who are serving?
Yeah, so two things we try to do. Mm-hmm. One is personal notes. And I remember ordering, I know a lot of churches do this, ordering stationery and then just making a practice of getting into a rhythm of regularly writing a note of just saying, I noticed when you did that. Thank you.
Just
encouraging people. You know, I don't know about you, when you go to the mail, it's pretty rare to get a handwritten note.
It is, right? It's very surprising because usually it's just bills.
Yeah.
So how refreshing to actually get, you know, a note.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, we put into our budget, I forget what it's called. I think it's called ministry recognition.
Okay.
And just having that rhythm of saying, like, there's money in the budget to actually take people out, take a team out together and just say, you've been serving hard this year. We really appreciate it. You've been doing an amazing job. I said there were two. The third one is telling stories. And this one is a little bit sensitive, but, you know, just sometimes even from the front, celebrating what you see people doing. So one of the stories, we've got a woman who shows up, and you know she's there because you hear the sound of a Windex bottle. Nobody's ever asked her to clean.
Oh,
but
really?
She shows up, and she just pulls out the Windex, and she starts serving. She'll start and just celebrating. Like, I love people who show up and who aren't asked. Mm-hmm. And are just like,
they just see
I'm
a need,
gonna start
right?
serving.
Yeah.
I see a need, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So telling her story. I love telling her story because she means a lot to us.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, and last time when you were on, we talked a little bit about what it was like to launch a church in Liberty Village, as that's such a unique area. And so I just wondered if you can share a little bit about what it's like to launch again, but some advice for those who maybe are looking to start a church in a city, and what would you tell them? Like, what are some steps or things that they can do that are practical?
Oh, the first thing I would say is, I've been praying for you. Honestly, we need dozens of church plants started. There's so much need in Toronto. So a couple things I would say, like, first, praise God. Number two, don't be scared of the city. I think a lot of people are scared of Toronto. Yeah. It's a great place to live.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yeah, it's safe. Like, honestly, it's not, people think of crime and everything. It's a safe place to live.
Yeah.
The other thing I'd say is, it's going to be hard, and it's also going to be incredibly exciting. You're going to see God using you just because there's such a need there. So I'm praying that actually people, I pray all the time. Like, we need workers for the harvest.
We do.
If anybody, I know everywhere, like, you know, everywhere needs people who are on mission, but Toronto definitely needs people on mission. And then the other thing I'd just say is, find somebody who's there. I would love to sit down and have coffee, answer any questions somebody might have. And I'm just very excited about people coming to Toronto to serve. So I would be very excited to talk to anybody about that.
That'd be great. You can take them to your favorite coffee shop. Hopefully you found one by that
that's
point.
That's right. Exactly. We'll have good coffee for sure.
Well, Daryl, what's something that you can share with those who are serving as they go to reach others for Jesus? What was one thing you can say to encourage them?
I think about this a lot. 1 Corinthians 15:58, at the end of that amazing chapter of the resurrection, Paul says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. And it's like, basically, keep at it. Keep at it, right?
Yeah.
Don't stop. And I think sometimes we get discouraged because it seems like nothing's happening. We're working, nothing's happening. And he says at the end of that amazing verse, your labor's not in vain. I really think, I don't know how God operates, but I really think on this earth we don't see the impact of our ministry.
Yeah.
I think he gives us enough of a clue just to keep us encouraged and keep going. I don't think until eternity that we'll see the impact of our service for the Lord. So I would just encourage people, don't give up. God's using you far more than you know. One day in eternity, you'll see the impact of the ministry. Some of my heroes, by the way, probably thought they were failures. They didn't do very much.
Man.
And, the impact of their lives, I can think of some people right now. The impact of their ministries, I think they'll be surprised one day how God has used them. So keep going. Don't give up. God's using you.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you so much, Daryl.
Thank you, Kim.
It's always so great to sit down and chat with you. And next time, we'll fill our mugs with coffee,
I
think, right?
Yeah, that'd be great. Double Americano. Yeah, let's do it.
That sounds good. For those joining us today, I hope that you were challenged to think about ways that you can reach your community for Jesus. In our show notes, we're going to post all the links and the resources that we mentioned today, especially one for Daryl's podcast. If you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, remember to subscribe on your podcast app. And for those watching the video edition, subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you don't miss an episode. Also, hop into the discussion by following us on social media. You can find us on Instagram at 412 Canada. Looking forward to next time. Thanks for joining us.